Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. A beautiful day here in the state of Minnesota. Now folks, if you want to check us out online, you can do that by going to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Go over to Facebook, Bradley Dean. That's how busy we are, friends. Go to Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. You can also check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media, and sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible, terrible place to be when you're, well, to be where your brains are in someone else's head. Terrible place to be. I just wanted to let you know that our brains, folks, our minds are set on the things of Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Follow me as I follow Christ, Paul said, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, got lots going on across the globe here, namely our globe from coast to coast, from Texas to Minnesota. And I want to tell you a little as to what's going on in your country right now, because again, folks, it's not looking good. It is just not looking good. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have a designated terror group files lawsuit against gun supply for store, well, the gun supply store for establishing Muslim-free zone. Guess who's doing that, friends? Yes, yours truly, C-A-I-R, the CARE group, found to have Muslim terror ties, filing suit against a gun store in America. I'm laughing, friends, because if I don't, I'm just going to get frustrated, all right? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, former University of Cincinnati cop kills unarmed motorist. Please, not guilty. Friends, I've watched this video. Over the last couple days, I have been watching videos of police. And I got to let you know, friends, I have friends that are police officers, state troopers, and such. And I don't know the bad apples that we're talking about here, but I do want to tell you this concerning the police in the United States of America. First of all, we didn't have police at the very beginning because we used to have something called love, where we would be looking out one for another. The Good Samaritan laws, they were called. We didn't have police in this country up until the 1850s. And the reason for that was is because people were no longer looking out for each other to the degree where they didn't need the police. Now, what I have been doing, friends, is doing my homework and my due diligence. And I found that in California, there's a city where 23 individuals were shot and killed by the police. And that out of all of those shootings, 98.8% of all those killings were justified by the police, say they. Okay? Fair enough. So what I did is I went online and I started looking at these murders. And going back to the former University Cincinnati cop, folks, I got to tell you, I've been bothered over the last couple days as to what's going on concerning our police force. But it goes both ways. When we're talking about bad cops in America, we're not talking about the majority of the cops, friends. We need to understand that government is an institution that God has ordained. Now, he didn't say anything about police. He did talk about love. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. There's no question about it. And I want the pith and marrow of that heart back in this country, the soul of America back. But we're not going to have that in this country until the law is executed against those that are committing the act of crime, no matter what it is. Let's just call it hate for a moment. We need justice in this country. This Cincinnati cop, friends, if you watch the video, you cannot justify this cop shooting the man in the head. I watched some videos of some of these police officers today, friends. An older black man walking across the street, carving out of wood with a little knife, bothering nobody. It looked like he was making a gift for somebody. The video shows the police officer get out of the car and give the demand to drop the knife. He wasn't bothering anybody. He was making a gift out of wood for somebody. The cop goes off camera. All of a sudden you hear, drop the knife, drop the knife. Bang, 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 bang. See, what he didn't realize is he just shot an innocent elderly black man with the knife that was making a gift out of wood for somebody that was deaf. But they justified it because he had a knife in his hand. Now, going to the other side of the spectrum, I've also seen where an individual is pulled over on the side of the road and gets out of the car and starts to shoot at the police with an AK-47, and they have to take him out. That's justifiable. And we're going to get to more of this in the up and coming weeks, folks. But I got to tell you, what I've seen, I am bothered by. And I'm not talking about good cop, good citizen, bad citizen. I'm tired of all the violence in this country. We're going to go down as fools because we can't get this right. I'm tired of the violence that's going on in this country. Hey, friends, where's the love? The only thing we know how to do now is kill each other, war against one another. And I'm not talking about crime, friends. No, we need to deal with crime. We need to deal with lawbreakers. Once we get that established, friends, things are going to change in this country. Because we know that justice is the guardian of liberty. Justice is what is MIA in this country. And don't sit there and tell me, you know, to bring forth judgment lacks love. No, then you kill love by wounding, or you wound love by killing justice. You can't do that. We have to take the whole counsel of God so we can have the whole heart of God in love towards one another the way that He meant it to be. And we are missing that in this country, friends. We're going to talk about more of that in the up and coming weeks, friends, because I could go on for the next 3 hours to some of the most disturbing things, both sides, good cop, good citizen, bad citizen, justifiable, unjustifiable, terrible, terrible stuff going on in this country. And folks, what we need to do is get back to the education system. You have Hollywood given the okay by the Supreme Court justices, injustices, saying it's free speech to teach kids how to kill each other. How to fornicate, how to commit adultery, how to steal, how to lie. Now, folks, let's get back to the rule of God's moral law. Because I say, as John Owens rightly said, if you're not killing sin, lawlessness, sin will be killing you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come right back and hit some more on Sons of Liberty Media right after this break.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, we have some new affiliates, and I will be giving them a shout out at the beginning of next hour, so do hold up. We just thank you for your affiliation, and we thank you for your trust. And again, we'll name those in just a couple minutes here. Wanted to share with you some of the things going on at sonsoflibertymedia.com. For those that did not know, Huffington Post new Arabic language site in the hands of two prominent jihadis. Now, they're a pro-homosexual group. I just wanted to share that with you. And I've always made the correlation because they serve the same master. But the fact of the matter is what you see is you see the homosexuals being used to be used as a political battering ram to upend your sovereignty. Remember John Adams, he said that our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Isn't it interesting, right behind the radicals is none other than the radical Muslims in America trying to bring forth into America Sharia law. And they're not asking. They're paying for it. Because you have representatives that are selling your country down the river, a bunch of Judases. That's what's happening in your country. That's why this is going on today, friends. Your representatives could have stopped this a long time ago. But they choose not to because they're selling out. They're selling their soul as well as selling the soul of the nation, along with the people in it. Huffington Post new Arabic language sites in the hands of two prominent jihadis. That's Huffington Post, friends. What we're going to be talking about here in just a couple minutes, by the way, is the sodomites are aiming for your kids. I'm going to bring you over to an article that the New York Times just recently brought forth on July 27th. And they said that in the Boy Scouts in America now, they're just going to allow homosexual leaders. I want to show you the fruit of that and what it's really about. And that's all we have to do is look to Canada. We'll be talking about that in just a couple of minutes here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, unbelievable. White House, I haven't seen Planned Parenthood videos yet, but they are fraudulent. See, folks, these are the people that want you to believe what you're told and to believe in. Hey, listen, if you see it, you didn't really see it if they said you didn't see it. This is a sick, arbitrary, totalitarian government, and it's dangerous. I'm not talking about good government. I'm talking about corruption that is taking place in your country on a daily basis. Planned Parenthood has been busted again and again in this country. Their self-incriminating videos have been brought forth to the American people over and over and over again, but they're still there. And the White House has the audacity, unbelievably, the White House has the audacity to say, I haven't seen Planned Parenthood videos, but they're fraudulent. Because of, well, we've seen this in the past from the extremists on the right. In other words, those that actually obey the law. That's what this government is saying about those that abide by the laws of our Constitution. And friends, we need to get to the point where we're not asking for justice. We're bringing forth justice upon these people that mean to rule the roost. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Oh, and by the way, America knew this back in the 30s with Margaret Sanger, the founder, the murderer, the KKK member of Planned Parenthood in the 30s. She's the one that said one of the most merciful things that you can do with one of your infant members is to kill it. And Planned Parenthood said, no matter which way this goes, we're going to stand with them. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Interestingly enough, we have damage control. Court temporarily shuts down release of latest Planned Parenthood exposing videos involving STEM Express. Folks, they have been busted trafficking baby parts. Now they're being busted for trafficking live baby parts. And the courts are going along with them. This is called damage control, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, God and guns. God and guns, the king has come. Interestingly enough, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, congressman indicted on almost 30 corruption charges. Interestingly enough, he was hanging out with old Barack Hussein Obama just 2 or 3 weeks prior to that. Congressman indicted on almost 30 corruption charges. Huh. Interesting. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Congress, your voice, your representatives, friends, permits VA to raid $3.3 billion from choice card programs. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Christian files suit against Ford for firing him for telling the truth about sodomy. Folks, you tell me what it's about. It's about the radical homosexuals. Actually, if you pull down that curtain, you'll see this administration standing there trying to suppress Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. That will never happen here. I hope everybody understands that, because by the grace of God, I'm not moving. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, I am not asking for permission from the devil to obey God. Let me put it that way. Better to obey God than men. The Planned Parenthood scandal is worse than Cecil the Lion, folks. You have Jimmy Kimmel on television, that sick-minded reprobate, whining about a lion that was killed overseas. And I don't know if you've seen the tweets or the feedback on that, but they're calling for the execution of the man that shot the lion. But I want to show you, and I've told you in the past, and I tell you again, friends, you're dealing with a totalitarian mindset. These environmentalists, these animal rights people, and I'm not talking about completely concerning animal rights. There's no reason to be cruel. The Bible tells us that we're to be kind to our beast. Okay? You don't need to be cruel to animals. But the bottom line is we have a dentist from Minnesota that went on a hunt. He killed a lion. Now, sick-minded individuals in this country are calling for his execution. And we have Jimmy Kimmel on television, friends, crying about a lion. I want to remind everybody that 3,000 to 4,000 babies were murdered in the womb in your backyard yesterday. And they're crying over animals. That's the mindset that you're dealing with. These are the people that mean to rule over you. That's why they're trying to suppress your speech. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Chattanooga Marines message to Obama. You've done more damage to this country than anyone. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all stand up saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. In this particular case, they'd be saying, bring it down, Marine from Chattanooga. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, report Osama bin Laden's mother and stepsister die in private jet crash. Let's go back to Chattanooga really quick. Did you know that the Navy wants to charge officer who fired at Islamic jihadists in Chattanooga to save others? Folks, this is your last line of defense. When you have your military attacking your own military for protecting other brothers from other mothers from a jihadist attack in America, and you have that military trying to go after the individual that played the man against the bad man, the American Marine against the jihadists, yet they want to go after the Marine. Folks, it's time that you get involved. And again, here it's coming. Pull the mask down. You'll see this administration once again. Oh, and to prove the point, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Homeland Security Chief, if he's not giving voice to the plight of the Muslims, guess what? He's also a Holocaust denier who refuses to call Chattanooga Islamic terrorism out of respect for Muslims. Pull the curtain back, you have the same administration. They are telling you who they are, America. They are telling you who you are. I don't know what needs to happen before you figure this out. By the way, is it not interesting, America, that you have two Iranians, two Iranian aides, not only to Barack Hussein Obama, Valerie Jarrett, you know, mama that wears the pants and she tells Barack which ones to wear? But isn't it interesting, Hillary Clinton has one as well, Huma Abedin. Why the Iranian little devils whispering into the ears of your supposed representatives? And isn't it interesting, when you look at Hillary Clinton, it looks like she's just kind of getting comfortable sliding right into the position that she wants. Well, after all, when you look at Barack Hussein Obama, that's the Clinton's administration tried and true in their crimes anyways. But she looks a little too comfortable there. Interestingly enough, Hillary Clinton, I just heard recently on the news, that stated that a good portion of the people believe that Hillary Clinton operates above the law. Let me tell you what she operates above. She operates above nobody's law. And I want you to understand something. The only thing she operates above is your disobedience, America. She operates above your disobedience. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Hillary's Muslim Brotherhood aide investigated for fraud, including theft of public money. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, we have Representative Sherman warns Obama can still get his wanted Iran deal. Why is he so interested in helping the Iranians, friends? Look to Valerie Jarrett. Look to Valerie Jarrett. She's Iranian-born. She's a Muslim. Okay. Also, read Isaiah 3 when you get some time here, friends. We have some serious issues at hand. But you know, this is what I want to go to. For those that don't know, I've been out there doing a lot with our young people. High schools, colleges. We even used to go back to the elementary school some years back. But we've been aiming at high schools and colleges. Lots of tea parties. Lots of radio and television. How come nobody's looking out for the little people in our country, friends? Here's one of those I told you so's. I'll get to that on the other side of this break. And then we're going to get back to the sodomites are aiming for your kids. We'll be right back.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747 before we get on topic. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Here's one of those I told you so's. We're going to be talking about how the sodomites are aiming for your kids. No question about it, friends. We see that the NEAA recently passed a resolution to bring forth a homosexual caucus in public schools. In the 60s, they were actually teaching your kids to turn in lesbians and homosexuals to the authorities. But now, after they overthrew the laws, they come up with something called bigot and hater if you don't agree with what they say, right? Well, interestingly enough, that wasn't good enough for the NEA as well because, you know, the homosexuals, they're not ruled by law. The radicals aren't. They just continuously keep overthrowing laws because they're at war with the lawgiver. That's not going to fare too well at the end, rest assured. But interestingly enough, they also came up with something called a drag queen caucus. See how they're just slowly, incrementally bringing forth their little siege until the people stand up and say that's enough and actually put them where they belong, and in many cases behind bars. But here we have it, friends. I've been blown from the top of the housetops, the horn, warning the American people as to what this is about. Because when this first started happening 6-7 years ago, that's all I had to do was look to Canada to understand what was going on. Because remember, when they overthrew God in their preamble in that country in Canada, interestingly enough, the first thing the homosexuals did when they got their way, when they came up with something called homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind, sodomite marriage, really? Interesting. What they did is they attacked the church. Huh. Well, what are they doing in America? Incrementally, folks. Slowly but surely. Who are they attacking? They're attacking the church. What's the second thing they did over in Canada? Well, they wanted to go after homeschoolers to make sure that their parents were not teaching their young people that homosexuality is a sin. Well, it's not a sin. It's an abomination. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24 through 27. Folks, over 30 different references in the Bible, God condemning the act of homosexuality. Okay, so they don't want the parents over there teaching kids that homosexuality is a sin. Okay, again, let's clarify. It's an abomination. Okay. Okay, now, guess what they're trying to do in America here? Well, we just found out yesterday. As a matter of fact, it's posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Kentucky attempts to ban Christians from calling sodomy sin. In Kentucky. And again, keep in mind who's right behind these people, the radical Muslims calling for Sharia law. And read Leviticus 26, friends, and Deuteronomy 28. It's all there. Perfect, in line, prophetically, line upon line, precept upon precept as to what's happening in your country today. If you will not obey me, that I might rejoice over you to do you good, I will rejoice over you to do you evil. That's exactly what is happening in this country today. You give them an inch, they'll take you a mile. If you're not killing sin, sin will be killing you, said John Owens. And he's exactly right. We're not called to fraternize with sin. We have 78% of the population that love God so much that they're just looking the other way, turning the other cheek concerning those that mean to advocate what they advocate concerning your children. Kentucky attempts to ban Christians from calling sodomy sin. The third thing that they did, going back over to Canada, once they got their way, some people are probably going to be in shock. But interestingly enough, what they did over there is they wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old concerning the young men. What does that have to do with homosexual marriage? Absolutely nothing. Because it's not about homosexual marriage. It never has been about homosexual marriage. Now, I also want to let you know before I get on this topic, your Boy Scouts at risk of sex abuse and how the sodomites are aiming at the kids. I told you, by putting a little salt on your tongue during the last segment, that the New York Times reported on July 27, 2015, that Boy Scouts end ban on gay leaders. It's not just the Boy Scouts. When I was a little kid, I had a big brother. My brother had a big brother, who we found out later to be a homosexual, that tried to make advancements towards my brother. Didn't fly. My brother wasn't the type of guy that you wanted to push the wrong way. He was like, if you did, you got him mad. It was like setting a fuse off to a bomb. You just didn't go that direction. This is happening all across the boards. If it's not in the schools, it's in these organizations. Okay, now what I want to tell you is on Thursday, WND posted, I'm on over 40 different outlets across the country. WND picks up my exclusive and posts it. Now, when I give out my columns, I usually get a great response. If I'm talking about things that are in front of the face of the American people, I'll get a good response, lots of shares. But again, because I'm talking about the young people in this country, America, let me ask you something. Who's standing up for the young people? It's not the church. We know that less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into the church go to the kids. Yes, you heard me right. Who's looking out for the kids? It's not the teachers. They're just doing what they're told. I've heard principals tell me we just give them whatever comes from the top. Who's looking out for the kids? It's not the parents, because the Christians, the patriots, and the conservatives, 86% of you are the ones actually dropping your kids off at the school gates to be indoctrinated illegally by the federal government, a violation of Article 10, Bill of Rights. Who's really looking out for your kids? I'll tell you who's going after your kids, this administration. I'll tell you who's going after your kids, the radical homosexuals. Here, I want to prove my point. But my point here, first, friends, is the fact that I got 11 shares. 11 shares. Whenever I talk about what's going on in public schools or colleges, for the most part, people don't care. But when you talk about these little gossip points, you got plenty of these conservatives across the country. conservatives, really what it is National Enquirers want to know. I mean, folks, when I say that today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals, I mean, wow. They'll talk about the problem, but they won't actually stand up and fight for it to bring about resolve to the problem. 11 shares when it comes to our kids. 11. Folks, I have 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 and 60 and 70 and 80 and 90 and 100,000 shares on some of my articles. But when it comes to defending our kids, to those that are subjected to everything and protected from nothing, 11 shares. What do you suppose these kids are going to do when they get older? If you don't bless them today, they're going to be there to curse you tomorrow. And you're seeing that through Obamacare right now. Shame on America. Now here, I want to tell you what I got. Some of the comments that I got, I thought it'd be really interesting for you to know who did comments on my article. Again, keep in mind, I only had 11 shares on this last article. Unprecedented, friends. I have about 300,000 friends that interact on all my sites daily. 11 shares. If I put something out there on the sports, their favorite sports players, dude, I would get 10 and 20 and 30 and 60 and 80,000 shares and comments. No, these are our kids. 11 shares. Here's one of them. This is one of the comments left on my last article. It's time to come out of the closet, Bradley. Living this lie is tearing you apart. Now, I want to read the article so you can understand as to what the comment was left and why it was left and what it was left to. The name of the article is "The Sodomites Are Aiming for Your Kids." Now, on WND, I do want to say this for the record, there was only 11 shares. That's the older generation that could care less about our kids. On my site, sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's almost 900 shares. Good for you. Good for you. I'm glad I just seen that. Listen to this carefully. The laws that they mean to use as a shield are fast becoming the spear to overthrow the laws as they intended them to be. People just did not figure that out until after the fact. What is the whole radical homosexual agenda about, friends? Why are they going after preschoolers? Why did Barack send forth Kevin Jennings, a radical homosexual, the head of the organization GLSEN, to oversee as the safe schools are to American schools? He wrote a foreword to a book called Queering Elementary Education. His icon, Harry Hay, is an icon for an organization called NAMBLA. Their slogan during gay pride parades in America is sex before eight, before it's too late. Isn't that funny? We were taught in the 80s and 90s that this was all a joke. Nobody accepted this. By the way, very few accept it today. But again, they're shoving it down your throat, literally, that you might accept it. But I want to show you who this is aimed at. The New York Times reported on July 27th, 2015, that the Boy Scouts end ban on gay leaders. Why would they do something like that, especially knowing that the Boy Scouts of America claims its child abuse prevention program is the best in the country? Oh, great. That's what they said. But what happens when you pull the curtain back? Now, keep in mind, friends, the New York Times, with a pat on the back, reported on July 27, 2015, that the Boy Scouts end ban on gay leaders. They have the greatest child abuse prevention program, they say. Did you know, however, that there has been over 2,000 cases of abuse in the Boy Scouts? As a matter of fact, in 2005, the man who ran that program, Douglas Smith Jr., was sentenced to 8 years in a federal prison for trafficking in child pornography on the internet, friends. The man who ran the program to prevent child abuse concerning the young people in the Boy Scouts, Douglas Smith Jr., was sentenced to 8 years in a federal prison for trafficking in child pornography on the internet. Oh, friends, hold on a moment. That is the tip of the iceberg.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. Why we support them is because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, the laws that they mean to use as a shield are fast becoming the spear to overthrow the laws as they intended them to be. But the problem is people just didn't figure that out until after the fact. And that's what they're hoping for. Just put your head in the sand. The laws that they mean to use as a shield to protect themselves, remember they're the victims? Well, let's go back to Kevin Jennings, Obama's Safe Schools Czar. He said that the homosexual lifestyle and the use of bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the homosexual lifestyle. In other words, they play the victim to overthrow the law. See, and that shows you the carnal fallen man taking the bait rather than obeying the Spirit of God and dropping the hammer. The Boy Scouts of America claims its child abuse prevention program is the best. What are we going off? The New York Times reported on July 27, 2015, that the Boy Scouts end ban on gay leaders. Why is this all falling in line, friends? It's all been planned. Oh, Bradley, no, it hasn't. Oh, really? Let's go back to Roosevelt. What did he say? There's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. You better bet your bottom dollar. They're just always looking for the right opportunity to implement that which is illegal. And what a better way to ride the backs of the American people than through their stupidities. And the fact of the matter is the American people have been so stupefied and dumbed down that they actually trust a system that's aiming at their kids. And they know it. And you know it, America. In 2005, the man who ran the program, you know, the program that prevents child abuse in the Boy Scouts, Douglas Smith, was sentenced to 8 years in a federal prison for trafficking in child pornography on the Internet. The Fox in the Chicken Coop. David Watkins, a former Boy Scout leader, has been charged with sodomizing a boy under 13 years of age in his troop. You can better bet your bottom dollar there's a lot more than just one. Scout leader Brett Taylor was charged with more than 30 counts of child molestation and exploitation. He is suspected of molesting at least 10 boys from 6 to 9 years old. What happened in the 60s, guys? What happened in the 70s? I was just sharing yesterday on the radio the filth that was dropped on my generation in the 80s and the 90s. Did anybody pay attention to the movies that you were allowing to fall before our faces? Going back, Scout leader Peter Robert Stabal II, oh, there's two of these jokers, was sentenced to 21 years for sexually abusing four Scouts from 2003 to 2008 and possessing child pornography. Hey, folks, if such crimes have already come to the light in the Boy Scouts, one has to ask themselves why the radical homosexual lobby is determined to force the BSA to allow homosexuals to infiltrate their organization. Pretty telling? But I warned America long ago that the Canadian Scouts, Cub Scouts, decided to allow females, atheists, agnostics, confusion friends, homosexuals, bisexuals, and transsexuals to join the Cub Scouts in Canada. In 1999, they approved the establishment of an all-homosexual troop, which now marches in Canada's gay pride parades. And within 5 years, scouting membership dropped over 50%. Many scouting camps and offices were closed as well, and the staff was also laid off. Of course, there's not life in the path of these people. Everything they represent is death to themselves and those around. What is the history of the homosexual if they had it their way, friends? Here, I'm going to give you the answer. That's your answer. What is the history of the homosexuals if you let them have their way? There wouldn't be one. God created man and woman to replenish the earth. They can't do that. And yet they have the audacity, because they can't do that, to blame God for the way that they were born. Going back, as one would expect, when the doors to sinful behavior are swung open, sexual abuse by leaders in scouting is another tragic consequence. Romans 1, 24 through 27. Matter of fact, I don't think it was that long. I think it was just in the last 3 weeks, friends, that there was actually a man that was in one of these organizations who grew up. He carried this because there was no justice concerning the pederast that was committing the man-on-boy crimes. That at length, what happened is he went to the man's house and slit his throat. And he told the court why he slit his throat. Because there was never justice that was brought forth concerning the crimes of this man against this little boy. There was no closure. So he dealt with it himself. I want to give you another story now that I'm on that vein. Another story is there was a kid in a karate class. This was in America as well. And the karate instructor wanted to go ahead and start to violate that young man. Well, it got back to daddy's ears. And when they were actually transporting him back to the state where he committed the crime, that karate instructor was shot dead by the police. I'm sorry. He was shot dead by the daddy. When he was in court, he was exonerated and justified. It's just something you don't do. Jesus said it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend one of these little ones. Read Exodus 22 when you get a moment. The Bible says that they cry out it all unto me. He said, I will surely hear them, and I will kill you with the sword. This is an abomination. It's unnatural. It doesn't bring forth anything good. You have to feed that monster to take on that mindset. There's no question about it. Back to my point. Boys who came or become scouts to receive a healthy moral upbringing are interested in becoming lifetime victims of criminals who prey on children. Let's go back over to Canada. And even worse is the lack of justice these boys receive. Canada's epidemic of child abuse is largely swept under the rug to protect pederasts. That is until the kids get older. Can you imagine what this country is going to be like in 20 years if the good people of this country don't stand up and put their foot down upon these crimes? Brian Rushfelt, president of Canada Family Action, stated, "The notion that we need to protect homosexuals more than we need to protect children has become a disturbing trend." That is pretty sick. Who's the criminal, friends? Those that commit the crimes or those that stand back and watch them and allow them to commit the crimes? Which one's the criminal? In the eyes of God, both are. Who's guilty? Both are. Because you knew, but you did not. The Scouts is not only the area affected by the radical homosexual lobby bully pulpit in Canada. The education system is targeted in a large degree. Of course it is. I've been seeing this for years. After Canada passed homosexual marriage legislation in 2005, it's not law, friends. Phil Lees of Canada's Public Education Advocates for Christian Equity Peace, who spent most of his career in public education, said that same-sex marriage law had an immediate effect on Canadian schools. Pay attention as to what's going on in the schools, regardless if you have your kids in the public school system or not. We are our brother's keeper. Experience shows that whenever homosexual marriage becomes law, it's not law, children will be exposed to an increasingly sexualized curriculum and school environment at an early age, as early as kindergarten and preschool. And by the way, friends, this is, at the end of the day, this is a global initiative set up by the United Nations, just so you know, to implement totalitarian government. You do as you're told. End of story. You have now become a slave to a system. That's what they're working towards. I also want you to understand that when we're talking about the kids and the sexualized curriculum in school environments, I want people to understand as well, friends, this is about usurping parental authority. You can already see it happening. They're getting your kids to do as they're told already in public schools. They're trying to. That's why, again, they're playing the victim. We need to protect the victims. And oftentimes we find the victims actually is perpetuating its own crime and busted for perpetuating their own crimes. Fake hate crimes. See them all the time. And the Bible tells us that we're to do unto them as what they meant to do unto you. But no, just leap off justice, friends. And when you get a system that's out of hand like the one that you have and it's becoming more brutal and lawless on a daily basis, just keep letting it go. And of course, I'm being facetious. In Canada, the radicals have sought to lower the age of consent to 14 years old for anal intercourse. If that country is not in an uproar over something like that, understanding that they are telling you everything they are about, nothing will. Read Ezekiel 33:4. We're going to come right back, folks. And I'm going to finish up this topic while we're actually going to hour two. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.